Hey, I've got the campaign brief ready, built from last quarter's data and the competitive landscape.
Approved. Oh, agents, where would we be without you?
Somewhere with a lot more tabs open.
Create your first Monday agent in minutes at monday.com.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Oh!
All right, you got to check this out. Ice is getting more and more unhinged by the day, and there was a clash at a high school in Minneapolis, Minnesota that caused Minneapolis Public Schools to cancel classes for the rest of the week. This should not be a Republican or a Democrat thing at this point. Any concerned American who cares about their safety and the safety of their family should be able to admit that ICE should not have the funding of most countries' militaries. ICE should not have the ability to mask up and then crack the ribs of 79-year-old U.S. citizens who are just trying to get to work, and then kill 37-year-old U.S. citizens who are trying to get to work, and then rape people who are in the process of going through a deportation. All of these things have happened. You can look this up. There have been murders. There have been rapes. ICE is out of control. And again, they are just overfunded. And I can say that, yes, we need some sort of interior enforcement. But under the Obama administration, we had safe, trained agents who were doing what they were supposed to, not these cruel, crass videos that are going viral everywhere. Case in point, Minneapolis public schools canceled classes for the rest of the week. The school district specifically cited safety concerns when explaining why the school would be canceled. Yeah, no shit, because at Roosevelt High School in Minneapolis, Minnesota, just 3 miles away from where Renee Nicole Good was shot on the same day, so just a few hours after Renee Nicole Good was shot, tensions were already high, and these dumbass, undertrained, undercoordinated ICE agents went on a car chase to Roosevelt High School, and students ended up getting pepper sprayed. Students were running away while there was a massive clash breaking out with ICE. Let me run you through everything that happened, because ever since Renee Nicole Good was tragically killed in Minneapolis, Minnesota, by an ICE agent who was clearly panicked and shot while the 37-year-old mother was driving off, after reportedly dropping her kid off at school. It's all just so incredibly sad. And it's a function of Trump's ICE being undertrained, overfunded. Any American could have predicted this. But after all this, protests began breaking out across the country. This is directly outside the White House last night. Protests grew in Seattle, in New York. Here's a video outside of Dallas City Hall.
Hey!
People are incredibly pissed, and how wouldn't you be? I mean, in Minneapolis, Minnesota, again, Border Patrol officers arrived at the Minneapolis High School while students were leaving school. So they were getting out of school, and they tackled, sprayed chemical irritants, and handcuffed multiple people on the scene, including teachers, parents. We have video of the incident that I'll show you in 1 second, but there's a lot more context. Public high schools in Minneapolis have canceled classes for the rest of the week following the incident. Intentions are still incredibly high in Minneapolis. This is all a result of Donald Trump surging ICE agents into Minneapolis, Minnesota, after the Nick Shirley video went viral, where he supposedly exposed new fraud, but a lot of it was fraud that people have already been indicted for, and no real new indictments or people have been recommended to the FBI. So it's just, I'm so sick of Elon Musk and these right-wingers claiming there's trillions and trillions in fraud, but when Elon Musk had the power, he didn't even recommend a single individual to the FBI that he thought could be perpetrating this fraud. So it's just like some nebulous, arbitrary figure that's perpetrating all of this fraud. But when we try to call out these very real ICE agents tackling parents, apparently we're the ones that are panicking and getting too in over our head. I mean, just let me show you this video. This is not related to the school, the Roosevelt High School raid, but this is a perfect display of the aggression from ICE. About six ICE agents attack this citizen journalist, just like surround him, yell at him, threaten him. And if you take this and analog it onto all of the situations that you're seeing, it all starts to come together. You have overly aggressive, overly emotional people who feel emboldened because they have masks and vests on, right? They think they can go around and yell at anybody because basically they're able to. They have more immunity than any citizen, so they're able to walk around and scream in your face. Let me play for you this video. It deserves to be boosted, and it's great context for what happens a few days later in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Make sure you drop a like on this video and double check to make sure you're subscribed to the Adam Mockler feed. Naturally, YouTube won't show you a lot of the stuff that I post unless you are subscribed with post notifications on below. Thank you all.
We have your plate number. We saw you driving erratically, very dangerous to the public.
How you doing?
Good, how are you?
Okay, wait, I'm sorry to already pause this. This is like some nightmare stuff. Imagine someone comes up and says, "We have your plate number. We saw you driving erratically." And then you spin around and there's ICE agents getting out of multiple vehicles to surround you. They're just making shit up to come surround you. Okay, sorry, let's continue.
We saw you driving erratically, very dangerous to the public.
How you doing?
Good, how are you?
You're interfering with our operations.
Not at all.
You could be arrested.
Not
under
all.
18 USC 111.
Nope.
We will arrest you.
Not if
you have been interfering with our operations.
You were following us yesterday.
Numerous
times. Watch what you're doing, dude.
Numerous times you've been interfering with our operations.
Not interfering.
Yes, you are.
No, I am not.
If you continue, you will be in handcuffs. You will be arrested. You will be prosecuted.
US code 111. Get that through your head, dude.
That's a lot of numbers you just remember. Yep. Good job. I'm not breaking the law and you fucking know it.
Yes, you are.
Not breaking the law,
yes, you
and you fucking know it.
Yes,
never got in front of everyone, never.
One more time, and I will put you in handcuffs.
Bro.
One more time.
Bro.
I love seeing overly aggressive ICE agents who have their identities masked, who have likely complete immunity from the state, and who are now breaking the ribs of 79-year-olds, killing people, have the funding of the military. You know, this guy, has anyone seen one battle after another? It's quite literally just Colonel Stephen Lockjaw. Somebody has had to have seen that movie, right? It's a massive movie. Literally, it's the same. This is like the same guy. But okay, it's not funny. To continue, this veteran explains that this veteran is a very, very on point, very rational. I think the average American is more like this than like this. Listen to this veteran explaining how ICE is just overstepping.
Yeah, they are terrorizing the population. I was just saying, like, one, in Afghanistan, we never wore masks. I went on four deployments. The only time we would wear like a face covering is maybe if it was cold and my guys were on a, you know, you were pulling security somewhere, or maybe it was dusty. You wore a shamog or whatever. But we didn't wear masks. Again, this officer is not wearing a mask. He's one of the leaders. That's smart. No one here is going to be going after him. If you're fighting the actual cartels and you're on the border, fine. If you want to protect your identity, totally makes sense. But they're wearing all this gear for no reason. This is coming from the top. They shouldn't have. They should have low vis, bulletproof vests, or they should wear their fucking vests underneath a smock. If you're going to be doing this, ICE should not be running around. None of these guys should be running around in plate carriers against civilians. And they just got this huge budget. So why are they not wearing low vis stuff? You know, it just makes no sense. It's here to intimidate everyone here, and they're trying to get. And then obviously Bovino. I mean, I don't know what he was doing. He took some glamour shots with a trench coat, and they're just trolling people. Yeah, he took it with a trench coat to look like he was some SS officer, literally. I was just like, I'm a history guy. I studied history, European history, World War II, and then as an officer, we studied a lot of history in the military. When I was at Captain Maneuver Career Course, we studied history. I mean, come on, you don't do this. I'll be honest, in Afghanistan, there's a thing called Pashtunwali. You know, if you came in and you intimidated the local populace like this and you beat up a bunch of people, they would hit back. That's how it works there. Americans are just very nice. They're out here protesting. Again, if these guys weren't here, none of these people would be here.
I like this guy. I really do like this guy. Okay, back to the main story. I want to talk about these Roosevelt high schools closing down. First of all, Jon Favreau responded to J.D. Vance and got millions of views by just kind of owning him. J.D. Vance went on this long rant lying about what happened, as they all are. Jon Favreau just responded and said, "What the F is wrong with you? You have no idea who this woman was." But this was yesterday, January 8th. Like, just like 20 hours after this had happened. The investigation had barely even started. He says, what the fuck is wrong with you? You have no idea who this woman was. You have no idea what she believed. You have no idea what an actual investigation might show. A 37-year-old American citizen was killed. Her 6-year-old son has been orphaned. Her family and her friends are going through the worst moment of their lives. And all you can do is call her a deranged leftist? Seriously, what the F is wrong with you? So this administration is endlessly running defense, even as Minneapolis schools cancel classes after the Border Patrol clash disrupts dismissal at Roosevelt. This story is just wild. A few hours after an ICE officer ignited nationwide outrage Wednesday by fatally shooting Renee Nicole Good on a snowy street in Minneapolis, U.S. Border Patrol agents clashed with teachers and protesters at a high school less than 3 miles from where the 37-year-old mom was killed. The Department of Homeland Security said it arrived at Roosevelt High School after a 5-mile car chase in pursuit of a suspect and was attacked by at least one teacher. Okay, Christy Noem. So the Department of Homeland Security is getting attacked by teachers, 37-year-old poets that are just mothers dropping their kids off from school. It's just absurd. Did the 79-year-old who got his rib cracked try to also attack a bunch of ICE agents? Are we just going to keep using this? Witnesses described a chaotic scene between the agents and members of the community. We actually have the scene. First of all, this right-winger on Twitter said, Minnesota schools are closed today and tomorrow for safety reasons. Only in a broken liberal city can you replace a snow day with a riot day. And someone said, I can't imagine why they'd cancel school when this happened to school students yesterday, Jimmy. Let me play this video for you.
Oh! Bitch ass niggas, bro.
That was a grenade. That was a big ass grenade. Damn.
Stay back.
I don't want you guys to get hurt. I need a bear tackle down in football, bitch.
Guys, don't antagonize us. They literally just killed someone.
We're killing you.
Fuck you.
Guys, let's
fuck you. Fuck you. Motherfucking murderer.
This is some insane stuff. I need to show you Jesse Ventura's response. Of course, he's the former governor of Minnesota and WWF wrestler. His response, it's 8 minutes long. I'm not going to play the entire thing, but it's going incredibly viral. Again, former governor of Minnesota.
Did it make you feel better to have that conversation, or what would you say?
No, I'm just saying, as a graduate of Roosevelt High School, and as the former governor of Minnesota, I'm so proud of Roosevelt High School and how they stood up for what is supposed to be America and freedom. And freedom is not arresting people without warrants. We have a system here. It's called a constitution. And we have a party, the Republicans, who don't seem to want to abide by the constitution. January 6th is a prime example of that. And now they're all free and they're in charge. You know what? Maybe it's time for Jesse. I only did one term. I'm owed a second.
Mr. Ventura, can you tell us, remind us, you went to school here?
I went to school here. I'm a 1969 graduate of Minneapolis Roosevelt. I'm proud of them for what they did. They made me proud as an alumni. Go Teddies.
What are your thoughts? I know we're jumping in, probably doubling up on some of his questions, but what are some of your thoughts about what unfolded yesterday? And then after that, what you saw?
Well, I've told you already, we're a country of the Constitution. We have leadership now that has destroyed the Constitution. They don't follow it. They could care less about it. Am I right or wrong? I took an oath to defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. I view after January 6th, the Republican Party is a domestic enemy to our Constitution.
Yep.
I can't get any bolder than that, can
yep.
I? You want to know something? I'll give you a quote. We're a third world country now. You want to know why? I'm an expert. I've been to them. I spent 17 months in Southeast Asia while the draft dodger was playing golf, right? You know how I know we're a third world country? Because in third world countries, they have the military doing their police work in the cities when you walk around. I was in the Philippines the day Ferdinand Marcos declared martial law and went under dictatorship. We went from nobody to a guy with a machine gun on every corner. That's what happens in a dictatorship. In comes the military. That's what's happening here. And people better wake up to it. You want to read something? Then read your history of Germany and start comparing the tactics of what happened in 1930s Germany to what's happening here. Read history. You learn from history.
Very well said. Very passionate. We have another angle right here of the entire clash breaking out. Of course, what you're going to see are like 20 different ICE vehicles surrounding. They're going to use a disproportionate amount of force against students who are entirely unarmed. I think a student chucked a snowball, and because of that, they pepper sprayed the fuck out of a bunch of students. Like, this is just some crazy, crazy stuff happening out of Roosevelt High School. Let me play this video right here. And due to this, schools were canceled. Is ICE really making America safer or greater in any way if schools are now canceled because of this exact thing? Quite literally, Minneapolis public schools cancel classes for the rest of the week. If we can pull up multiple screenshots of ICE agents tear gassing teachers or getting in the face of citizen journalists, cracking the ribs of 79-year-old men and women because they throw them to the ground only to find out, oh, this is a citizen. Not that you should crack anybody's rib or be overly aggressive, but they're not even checking. They don't even care. They're just throwing people to the ground. Overly aggressive ICE agents, overly funded. We are going to continue to push back every single day on the Adam Mockler feed. I love you all and peace out.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.